This is Lincoln Stoller of MindStrengthBalance.com reading a piece called Ecology, which is about finding a larger, older, and stronger frame of mind. Please do not listen to this hypnotic induction while you're driving a car, operating machinery, or doing anything that requires your attention. In this piece, I'd like you to consider ecology not as a thought, idea, or theory, but as a way of being or a sense of being. If you're of European descent or you've internalized the European attitude that dominates, then you'll think of ecology in much the way we talk about nature, as a kind of optional idea that's both out of reach and in need of revision. No one wants nature in their lives full bore because no one lives entirely in nature anymore. Well, some might, but most of us living on the grid in cities with jobs and professions, depending on states and provinces with rules and representatives, don't. A few of us clock by the sun, survive by the weather, and endure nature's tantrums, but those solitary woodsmen, farmers, fishermen, ranchers, trappers, and miners are vanishing, and rarely seen outside of story, myth, or family albums. Nature is becoming a fairy tale, and we treat ecology as one, too. Our current direction to read, study, analyze, and research will not change that. It will only make it more so. We come back to it only through experience. There are subtle things that happen when you move away from nature firsthand and reduce your role to an outsider. When you lose a personal relationship with your environment, a relationship with spirit and ceremony, you lose a language and a means to communicate with others. You lose a means to understand and the means to control yourself in your larger and less well-known environment. You become isolated, with less feeling and intuition. When the balance is upset, or when you are upset, as there may never have really been a balance, you're left to feel a victim. This piece is about regaining a human role for yourself, finding a place for spirit and ceremony. Find a relaxed position, somewhere you can settle in and forget about things without being disturbed. It could be a chair or a bed, alone in your house, or, just as good, it could be on a bus, train, or subway, where you're assured no contact or connection. Make sure you have 30 minutes before you need to get off. This doesn't require anything special except that your environment does not intrude and does not demand your attention and will not bother you. Like when you're really tired, when you make up your mind you need to sleep, you can fall asleep anywhere, under any condition. Relax now. Those places in your body where you hold stress. Physical stress is mental ideas that have been over-tightened. Conflicts you've placed in your body because you can't keep them all in your mind at once. But your body can hold them, as many as you want, and you don't worry about forgetting them. Touch in your thoughts each of those areas that feels gray or black, that's hard or lacks sensation, or feels tired, dull, or achy. Make an inventory of those places where you so often feel stress that you tend not to feel it at all. These are places you would stretch and air out or permanently remove, but you don't get around to it. Maybe it's the base of your neck, or a band around your scalp, or your waist, or your feet. Maybe it's that feeling in your throat of needing to say something but not knowing what to say, that need to shout without knowing what to shout about. Settle in a quiet place of mind. Imagine you're descending into your body as if you were going down into a subterranean cavern. Not a dark or narrow cave, but a huge honeycombed space lit by glowing orbs and crystals. Just create this vision as if it was a movie, starting as you settle into deeper feelings. Measure your way down by counting. Imagine you're at the surface on a clear day, and the entrance is a dark, tall, but narrow opening in the earth. At the count of 10, you step down the first steps, feeling your breath moving down. 9, you move through the opening, still descending on cool, warm stones. 8, it's gotten dark now, as the light is dim and your eyes aren't used to it. 7, move mostly by feel, sound and balance, a combination of echoes and the ringing in your ears. 6, take a breath and relax as your eyes become accustomed and you see spaces taking form. 5, see the faint points of light shaded in colors in the distance and some points next to you. 4, move into the cavern where you can hear the space, the depth before, above, and around you. 3, the ground has become flat, and you can better see the faint light of glowing crystals. 2, slower movement lets the sounds and spaces resonate, solid but reflecting, detailed, curious, and inviting. 1, feeling something deeper opening, a felt sense of connecting and knowing. The feeling sweeps past you like a breeze. Move through your body and take an inventory of those places of special feelings. These places are numerous. Some might stand out, and in fact, some might pain you, and others make you happy. Others might be occasional, good ones that make you jump or hunger, and bad ones like heartburn or sore feet. Some might slow you down, and others give you pleasure, confidence, or strength. Locate the sensations around those feelings, the tissues, joints, muscles, and organs in these neighborhoods. Make connections between these places in your mind. This is a map of your territory, one you wander around through the day like a game of snakes and ladders. If you're old, you might think these things are wearing out. If you're young, you might think these things need more exercise. If you believe what people tell you, you might think these things are just what you get. Unchangeable things like eyesight, emotions, or intelligence. It's not true. All these things are changeable by force of will alone. Just let go of the things to which you're attached. Feel yourself floating in the cavern, through the space moving past lights and sounds. The space is getting larger and falling below you. You're rising above the walls, rising out of a twisting canyon, with muffled surfaces below and an echoless sky above. Rising out of the canyon into a wide and darkened high mountain desert, a moonless nightscape dotted with the dark shapes of trees and outcrops, and the gentle sound of a warm, dry wind. Recognize again in your body the places you store feelings, the good ones, the bad ones, the joyful and the troubling, and place these feelings into the wide landscape that's around you, as if the landscape was your body, as both your body and the landscape merge in your imagination. Place your shoulders in the image of two connected peaks against the horizon. Place your back in the crust of the earth through which the canyon passes, and the other places, your stomach and your organs, all find a match in the landscape as trees or forests, plains or oases, and your breath is the wind, and there are animals, though you can't see them, and everything is alive or has life on it, bacteria, insects, birds and mammals, and microbes like viruses floating or attached, growing or waiting. You're filled with living things. Do you realize that each of your cells is a separate thing, with a separate awareness, process, role, and lifespan? Each organ, a collaboration of millions of cells, operates, regulates, and collaborates with millions of foreign microbes, as well as native cells, tissues, and organs. And isn't it amazing that you aren't aware of them as anything? You can't hear them talking, negotiating, organizing, or responding. So imagine you can, and then maybe you will. Take a breath and rise up further, higher in the sky, so that you can see the curve of the earth and other landscapes in the farther distance. Rising through the dry haze of the nighttime air, it becomes clear and cold, and you can feel the waves and the wind and the scent in the air. To the left, a great flat plain might be an ocean. To the right, a mottled, deeper black might be a forest. Flashes on the dark horizon are lightning spilling from dark clouds. No sound, just flashing summer lightning, illuminating a cloud bank and then fading again. The desert is a valley, and there are ridges around it, and the moon is coming up. A silver shine is building in the eastern sky. A moon will be rising, its cold blue-silver disk, a blinding white against an empty darkness. Imagine the wind is your breathing, and the flashes are your pulse. Your feelings are the textures of the landscape, grading into each other, separate but all in relationship. Take a deep breath. As the wind blows through you and the lightning flashes in the distance, and exhale as the warm wind calms into the pulsing silence. Inhale. Exhale. Relax and lose your shape as your pieces float away into the landscape. You are the forest and the hills, plains and plateau. Your blood courses through the landscape, and your liquids are the aquifers below the surface. Darkness is your awareness of yourself, entirely intact and fully informed, without sunlight or vision to guide you. The moon is rising, and you are rising, and a blinding white light punctures the horizon, too bright to look into, but too soft to cast but faint shadows. And you turn your attention away from it, turning your back to it, and you flee toward the dark forest and lightning clouds in the west, rising higher and faster, faster than the earth turns, and the moon sinks again as you free yourself from your earthly body, faster than a sun ray, faster than the northern lights. Relax into the sky, a broad and welcoming home, just the right size to breathe freely. Softly, inhale long and slow, letting your vision settle inward to emotion, and exhale a stardust of ancient images and celestial places. Going deeper, 3, 2, 1. To a place you rarely visit, except in your dreams, and no one else would understand. There are buildings around you in this star-lit void, clouds or banks or islands with buildings, places that feel familiar from places you can't recall. And they might seem classical with columns, or modern with wide windows, courtyards, piazzas, promenades, gardens, ornate, simple, wild, oriental, cultivated, overgrown, or organic. Relax and take it in, the calm yet unfamiliar, the strange yet idyllic, neither young nor old, recent nor distant, timeless. Like your deeper sense of self, a mindscape of intention, a place built of other things and places, like a higher dimension, like flying above your body's landscape, was an overview and disconnection. Here's another place of higher relationships between species and lifetimes, habitats, and evolution. Approach one of these buildings. Find an interesting one. Wrap yourself in a body so that you can touch the floor and pass through the door, and make this a comfortable body, though it may be unfamiliar, of a different shape or weight or color or sex, clothed in robes or wraps, jacketed, or even naked, perhaps formless, pass through the doorway into a library of history and possibilities. The entry is large, with desks and tables and corridors, rows and stacks leading in all directions. Maybe shelves of books, or banks of data, monitors, readers, viewers, indexed and arranged by place and history, or future species, real, possible, and virtual outcomes of different lineage, location, and scale. There are guides, like librarians, maybe people, entities, echo, virtual, or embedded in the medium. Someone seems to be guiding you, putting ideas into your head. Explanations that seem to arise wordlessly, showing you how to navigate through the texts, halls of data, the chaos of interconnections. This library keeps changing, rearranging, and reindexing. Nothing seems to move, but nothing looks the same twice. It's bigger than you can grasp, and organized in a fluid and dynamic way, with things grouped by size and shape, keyed by words, sounds, color, movement, and feeling. Your mind is small and linear, holding one thought at a time and then moving to another. But here everything is connected through time, space, structure, progress, regress, series, and sequence. It's a picture of the real world laid out with all its possibilities, everything hidden exposed, all connections followed to all their consequences. You're presented with one small book that has your name on it. You hold it in your hands. It's so small, so ordinary. Bound in a faded green cover, it looks old, but it's firm and intact. You open it, but it's not what you expect. It opens like a pop-up book, unfolding in three dimensions with leaves in all directions, postage stamp-sized pictures at all angles. These pictures are moving holograms, each footnoted with links like threads into the surrounding space, winding in and through and beyond it, some thin or thick, faint like spider threads, or shimmering like heat haze into other dimensions, connecting to other books and people, times, places, events, and outcomes. The book has dimensions of colors and sound. Electric fields with waves of possibilities and scatter plots of combinations, pictures of different futures and different pasts, possible contingent and historic. There are pictures of your youth that you remember, and pictures of other youths that you don't, people you recognize and many you can't. Follow these forward to the present, and you see references to the virus. Thread lines and fields like waves lead out in more biological and microscopic directions, toward images and languages you cannot understand, and places that are internal or microscopic and beyond your ability to navigate or comprehend. For these confounding paths, the guide speaks directions into your mind, directing you to run your attention along lines and planes, like surfing with your mind, to see different relationships create and disappear along with different consequences that arise or fade away. You have the choice of following one or the other, though you don't know if you're reviewing a real past, a possible past, or a possible future, or maybe the real future. Each has a different feeling, not just a different story. It's as if you play a different role, being a different person, depending on the relationships you choose. And you understand you can be different, and there is another thing to be outside of the familiar. And there are points of view that make sense only if you engage them. You cannot see all possibilities from any one perspective. Relax and sink into the buzzing, endless complexity. Don't try to watch or resolve, just run your eyes over it. Like a spotlight over a city or a telescope over the heavens. As in a dream, emotions come and go, appearing reasonable in the moment, but making no sense a moment later. Take a breath and relax the urge to remember or recollect the details. You'll remember the feelings inside you, and those feelings will be your guidance. You don't need to know the details. Your body will know how to achieve the paths you feel drawn to. Some paths you can follow and seem to understand. Others are too strange and foreign, or are uncomfortable or incomprehensible. Yet even these might be available to you if you accepted the formless chaos they seem to present. Perhaps you could navigate even the microscopic worlds. Step back and see that there are larger worlds, too. Larger than the book you're holding. of which the book is just a page, and which appears in many places in these larger books, echoing and repeating like fractals, blinding like the rising moon in a house of mirrors. These larger books are harder to see because they have no single form, but always many. They are larger ecosystems of larger relationships, not just between agents at one time, but over different spans of time, achieving more than one purpose. Take a breath and relax. You can let go of the books. They won't fall. They are embedded in the space so that you move them by just shifting your body, and you relax and let go of your need to know. And things settle into rhythms of their own, more than you can control. And the less you try, the more you see and the better you feel. The more information comes past you, and the more you understand of the whole of it, in spite of the multiplicity of its details. This is a lesson. You are a student. Life is your homework. There is no one answer. These books are the relationships. Your book is a catalog of your possibilities. Your task is to explore many and find the best for you in relation to how you see the links and the power you feel in these links and the larger, longer, deeper possibilities they uncover. Maybe you'll fall ill now or later, maybe you won't. 100 different paths, 1,000,000 different outcomes. You have a choice now, and you'll have a role later. Don't believe the story you're told. The books have no one storyline. Don't demand certainty or sequence, because some outcomes don't provide these in the moment. Don't let your story be captured in a story that is not yours or is not meaningful to you. No matter what any story offers, follow those paths that are yours, always meaningful, present, and have purpose. One page comes out in your hand, the page of the present, a page of holograms, or a hologram itself. It shows different pictures from different angles, and it connects like a jigsaw puzzle piece to other puzzles at all sides. You can take this page with you to remind you that who you are is just one facet of a larger set of facets, of units, and this page melds into the palm of your hand like the lines on your palm, like a tattoo. Relax into purpose. Every purposeful effort done with care flowers in one way or another. Seeds are always formed, which you may or may not see planted or germinating. Some purposes create 1,000,000 seeds, like a weed or a virus. But you too can follow paths that spawn 1,000,000 seeds. Look for your wisdom and ways to broadcast it. These ways may not be obvious, and they may not be what's advertised. Look for the small things, the obvious things, the easy things. Those are things you can do a lot of, and they will affect many. Don't act for yourself, because there is no yourself. Yourself alone is yourself without meaning or mass. You are beyond that. You don't need that. The guide collects the books from you. The book with your name on it returns, not to a shelf, but to a cloud of other names, a small planetary system, orbiting around larger books with the names of locations, futures, families, and relationships. Children, relatives, histories, memories, and reflections. You find yourself floating above the building, above the gardens, floating into another perspective, back into the moonlight-filled space, back into the stars. Let yourself settle, and let movement take you to drift with the course of events, back toward the landscape, the textured desert, the starlit sky and its stormy horizon. Below you is the highland desert, the sandstone canyon, the shadows of stunted pitch pines and acacia trees settle down into the cradle of the canyon and the sinuous curves of its water-worn walls, deeper into the crystal cavern of silent echoes, pulsing lights and glowing gems. Touch down on the cavern floor and begin to walk again. The slope rises gently and broad stairs form. The steps rise as you approach the narrow entrance and you reach out to touch the walls, and you see the page of the book still shimmering on the palm of your hand. You can touch the walls. The page of your book is inside you, inside your glass palm, connected to your inner system, a window outward and inward into the possible. Climbing up the steps, you come out into the desert before dawn. The wind has stopped as the earth turns between night and day, pause between its exhale and inhale. Pink dawn rising in the east, mixing overhead toward purple darkness in the west. You walk along a well-worn path now, with the sky turning from deep blue to azure, and your glass hand is normal again, except when you look directly into your palm and you can see the hologram of possibilities. Come back to the present. Connect to the whole through a small window. Feel calm and comfortable. Ready for your next stop or next step. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're back where you were, in your bed, on a chair, in a bus, train, or subway. You're present, but softer, wider, and without any of your usual hard edges. These have gotten worn away, like the dog ears of a well-read book, a page of which you can see whenever you look into the palm of your hand. Close your hand. Feel the joints and palm and wrist. Take a breath, inhale through your palm, and exhale from all your pores, being comfortable, centered, and present.